An eye screening exercise being organized by ATRAS Foundation for staff of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation in Accra is underway. The president and chief executive of the foundation, David Appiah, told newsmen that the foundation has been organizing similar exercises for schools and institutions in the country, with the main targets being the rural areas. He said besides screening and treating people with eye defects, the foundation embarks on preventive measures by educating people on how to take care of their eyes. We bring you Eric Awake's report.
Aid Trust Foundation is a non-governmental organization, NGO, which is into humanitarian aid. The organization has subsidiaries such as Healing for Africa Eye and General Clinic, Charity Shop and Food Center, Aid Trust and Christian Fellowship. The NGO also sponsors orphans to help them develop their potentials to enable them contribute to the development of society. The President and Chief Executive Officer of the organization, David Appiah, said the eye screening is free, but people have to pay for the drugs and glasses, since the organization relies solely on internally generated funds. He also appealed to donor organizations to come to their aid to help them run the service free.
Through hospital care, we have a clinic facility where we see patients. We also have a charity shop that we sell cheap clothing and cheap items, very affordable. About 5 orphans at the moment, you know, some are the school for the blind, and there are other little ones too that are home that we are supporting. The eye screening is free. It's free, and we do refraction and everything. With this project, GBC one is quite a unique one, because normally we only do eye screening, but over here we brought other sophisticated equipment as well. We go to villages, we go to churches, we go to all sorts of places. Our main target is the rural area, the rural places where people cannot really afford to support to pay for good quality health care.
Alfred Hughes, a staff of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation who had undergone all the screening and treatment process, expressed satisfaction with the exercise and admonished others to screen and know their conditions of their eyes.
That was a report filed by Eric Agboke.